hear me? You can hear me okay, though, right?
You're on. Recording has started.
Okay. Did you say it started? Yeah, did you say the recording has started?
You're on, sir.
Roger that. Okay. Greetings, family. It's nice to be with you. I'm in an environment where the phone may go out. It's called a rainforest. But anyways, listen, when you look back at your notes, Fab Four was created by us and presented to you. And by the way, this whole little chat that we're having with it, we call dessert, is strictly in my opinion, okay? Strictly in my opinion. Nobody knows the date. Nobody knows the rate. When you look at the Fab Four and the definition of it, There is four entities that are extremely important in the monetary reform, in my opinion. That would be the IMF, the World Bank, United States Treasury, and a force, a power, a new era called President Donald Trump is the fourth part of the Fab Four. You put it together for you so that you can see and understand where we need to put our focus on. When they talk, you know, like E.F. Hutton, we want to turn and listen to what they're saying. So what I want to tell you tonight is that, in my opinion, the World Bank, well, to be honest with you, all of the Fab Four, in my opinion, all of the Fab Four are meeting with Iraq in many areas, across the spectrum, which is good. Monetary reform is one of those things. And if you look at what Militia Man put together and put on our form last night, if you're not part of that, you need to be a member of KTFAlways.com. And what Militia Man put together is a little glimpse. It's kind of like, you know, when you get that quick little glimpse of something, but you're not too sure what you saw. Look at what Militia Man is trying to tell you about these banks, these meetings. And I want to emphasize that, in my opinion, the World Bank, the Fab Four, is playing a very strong part right now. Every one of them have, you know, their different gears to shift into. But right now, the World Bank is doing a lot with the CBI, a lot of meetings. And so is everyone of the Fab Four. All right. So with that said, remember we told you that we felt that the escort, you know, of the second and final article would increase dramatically right about now? Yeah. So let's look at the meetings. Let's look at what the CBI, where they're at, what they're telling us from these meetings. I want to tell you more. That's about, to be honest with you, that's about all we can say that they're meeting. But in my opinion, these meetings are very instrumental towards the monetary reform. Okay. Now, about 2 hours ago, Walking Stick texted me. And he says, here, hold on. Let me back away from the phone so that I can bring up his text and read it to you. Hold on just a second. We were having a conversation, and in the middle of the conversation, he responded with this answer to one of my questions. He said, my understanding, Iraq is slated to attend this forum. We were talking about, you know, a certain meeting, which is what I'm encouraging you to pay attention to. And then he says, and for your information, Frank, they already have access to a crypto-to-crypto exchange. Blockchain Life 2019 Global Forum in Singapore. Here's the link. I'd like to share that link with you, but I don't have the ability right now. Maybe between now and Friday I'll try to put that on the form. When you stop and think about that, ladies and gentlemen, the preparation of cryptocurrency is something that we told you about, what was it, about 2 weeks ago, that the NAR was going into that? Everybody, of course, you know, gawked at it and laughed at it, and then, you know, crypto, really? I mean, what for? It's kind of like when they told the citizens, do not counterfeit the coins. What coins? So when you are soon to be seeing, well, actually you can see it if we've released this link, information about cryptocurrency with the Iraqi dinar, that's very, very premature, isn't it? Don't counterfeit the currency, the coins. That's very premature, isn't it? NASDAQ welcoming Iraq and the Iraqi stock exchange. that's premature, isn't it? Yeah. But that's fine with me, and I'm sure it's fine with you too, because it's no secret. So to look at cryptocurrency now, it's impressive. It's no big deal, but we are studying it. It is something down the road, more so for the Iraqi dinar. But why would they be talking about it now? It's premature. Not really. I think it's the right time to talk about it. You too, NASDAQ. You too, FAT4. You too, KTSA Corner, that I love so much. Be strong. It took a lot to plant the American flag on the moon. It took a lot for one man to stand there and plant that flag with another man next to him. It'll take a lot for you to plant your flag in the goals and the dreams that are on top of the mountain that you are climbing in a study with me right now. I have this feeling. Come. Take this to God in prayer. I love you. Y'all take care of each other. Aloha. Aloha and kioi. I'm going to try to see if I can find my way out of this place. Will, the floor is yours. I think Will fell asleep. Earth to Will.
Maybe I got disconnected and I don't even realize it.
Will, you there? You better text him on your phone, okay? Wake him up. Maybe all of this wasn't recorded. If there's anybody on the line, you guys want to say aloha? So I'm going to tell you where I'm at. Kayena. Kayena. You can look it up. It's K-A-E-N-A. Kayena Point. Takes a lot of energy. Stamina. It takes strength to come up here and do what Tink and I are doing. It's pretty cool. That's why I call it Paradise Found. Anyways, it looks like Will might have had some problems. I'm just going to hang up now. Y'all take care of each other, okay? God bless you. I'll see you on Friday's team chat. Along with the gateway. Bye-bye.